们再一起祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，在这新的一年的第一个主日，你自己在我们当中做主做王，你的话更是在我们的心中，成为我们这一整年我们所顺从、我们所听从、我们所跟从。愿你圣灵交通感动，真理圣善的灵引导我们以下的时间，祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们一起打开马太福音第五章第一到第十二节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 to 12。
我们请一群传道来念。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1。 Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you,persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
今天是新的一年的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday of the new year.
我相信说，如果我们说我们要用怎么样的一个心态，或者说我们怎么样去要面对这个新的一年。
What kind of attitude would you have to face a new year?
我想，新的一年会发生什么事不在我们的掌控之中。
What will happen in 2015 is beyond our control.
有很多外在的这些因素是我们没有办法决定的。
There are many external factors that we cannot determine.
但是呢，我们是人，我们很特别。
But we are being humans, we are very unique.
这也是上帝造我们有这样一个独特的这样的一种情况。
This is the uniqueness that God has given us when He created us.
就是说，我们可以决定我们用怎么样的一个态度跟心态去面对任何的事情。
And that is that we can choose what kind of attitude and what kind of a manner we want to face the future.
我们不完全是完全由事情决定我们的。
We do not allow the external factors to determine us.
因为上帝造我们是要我们可以去处理、跟去管理、跟去治理。
Because when God created us, He allowed us to be able to manage and to be able to govern what happens.
所以呢，我们要更问自己的，我打算用什么心态，我打算怎么样子去看待这新的一年。
So we need to ask ourselves, how would I approach things that will happen in the new year?
这个是我可以决定的。
This is something that I can decide.
这也是我们要珍惜，我们有这个权利，跟我们有这样的一个很宝贵的一个事情，是我们可以这样去掌握的。
And we must cherish that we have this privilege. This is something that we can control.
这样我们也不要随便轻易放弃，然后让自己好像在水上就是这样浮、这样飘而已。
And we do not give up this privilege and allow ourselves to drift.
是我们可以呢自己有所这个决定。
This is something that we can determine.
那今天我们所要学习的这段经文呢，就非常的这个恰当。
And so this passage that we have this morning is very appropriate.
我想大家看到这段经文，都会有一种感觉。
I believe when you see this passage, you will sense something.
这段经文有一个很出名的名称。
There's a very famous theme for it.
就是八福。
People call it the Beatitudes.
那么是属于整个主耶稣所谓的登山宝训。
And it's part of his Jesus teaching on the mount.
就是第五章一直到第七章。
All the way from chapter 5 to 7, the sermon on the mount.
那么这段在耶稣的这段教导，是很多人都非常佩服的。
And Jesus teachings here are very well regarded by many people.
甚至有一些非信徒，他们都 非常的佩服，甚至呢照着这样去活的。
And many non-Christians would follow the teachings here and live.
所以你可以想象说，这里面这个这一段呢是怎么样的这个吸引人。
So you can see how attractive the teachings are in this passage.
但是呢，另外一方面，这一段经文，它对另外一些人来讲呢，也是一个很大的一个困扰。
But on the other hand, the passage is also a dilemma to many other people.
觉得说这里讲的东西太过理想了。
They find that what's said here is too idealistic.
很难做得到。
It's too hard to accomplish.
那么马丁路德就认为说，这一段呢是不是说我们做得到，是告诉我们说我们多么不好。
Martin Luther says this is not what described here is not something that we can actually accomplish, but it's how we can do it better.
而是说，你看我们多么不好。
But to show us that, hey, how worse, how bad we are.
他就是他对律法，就是说是律法好像一个镜子呢，照出我们不够好。
Luther says the law is like a mirror that shines and shows how unworthy we are.
而不是说我们能够做到什么。
Rather than say how we can achieve what is said there.
所以我们要先来处理到底我们要怎么样看这段经文。
So we need to think how we want to approach the scripture here.
因为两个不一样的心态，是不是这段经文要我们去了解的？
Because there are two approaches here, and maybe we need to understand these two perspectives.
一个说是这个很好，我们一定要去做，而且这样去做的呢，最后呢，你会得到上耶稣所应许的那个福分。
On one hand, it says yes, this is very good and very ideal, and the more you pursue it, the more you will achieve the blessedness that God gives you.
是这样吗？
Is this so?
另外就是说不可能做到的，然后就告诉我们说，所以我们谦卑，我们要信靠主。
The other side says no, this is something that you can never accomplish. Therefore, you need to humble yourself and rely on God.
是这样讲吗？
Is that so?
我的答案不是。
My answer is no.
他不是在讲这两件事情。
He's not talking about both of these.
到底他在讲什么？
What then is it talking about?
好，那么首先我们现在处理一个很关键的一个这个观念，叫做天国。
First, we need to understand this important concept called the kingdom of God.
Kingdom, the heavenly
kingdom of heaven.
这个在马太一直出现。
Keeps appearing in the Gospel of Matthew.
那么我先跟大家说，这里天国不是指天堂。
Kingdom of heaven is not the same as heaven.
不是讲天堂。
It's not talking about the heaven.
你发现到说，马太福音这些教训你很难明白，就是因为你每次呢把天国想成天堂。
If you equate the kingdom to heaven, then you have difficulty understanding the passage here.
东西就是读不通的。
You will not cross over.
问题就在这边。
And that's the problem here.
天国是什么意思呢？
What does kingdom mean?
Kingdom. 天国就是这个国度，国度就是指王，然后指有一群属于他的百姓。
To say the kingdom means there is a king and there is a people that belongs to the king.
这个叫做国度。
That's kingdom.
那么这个天国呢，就是说天上而来的国度。
Kingdom of heaven means the kingdom that comes from the heaven.
就是说不是从地上呢这个建造起来的。
It did not establish from the earth.
地上这个时候的国度是谁呢？是罗马的这个凯撒大帝，然后他所统治的人，这个叫做 kingdom on the earth.
So kingdom on earth are all the empires, like the Roman empires at that time.
现在呢，天国是说是上帝做王。
But now when it says kingdom, it says God is the king.
是上帝要来做王。
It's God who wants to be the king.
上帝再一次被承认，被人认为是王，被接受是王。
And God has been acknowledged and accepted by the people as king.
当你这样了解的时候
，And when you accept this,
很多东西就通了。
Many things will flow and you will better understand.
我再讲一次，就好像说我们讲说教会。
Likewise, when we talk about the church,
我们不是只说是一个地方。
We are not talking about a locality or a place.
我们是指一群信耶稣的人。
We are talking about a people who believes in Jesus.
当你这样了解的时候，你就明白，就很多东西就讲得通了。
So when you understand this, then many things will be understandable.
所以一样的，这个天国不要再把它想成是天堂，想成一个地方。
So please do not think of kingdom as a locality in heaven.
他是在讲呢，是上帝是王，然后有一群呢，称他为王，认他是王，愿意做属于他的子民的，这个叫做。国度。
It's talking about God being king, and there is a group of people who acknowledge God's kingship.
这个也就跟马太福音一开始的时候讲到耶稣来他是谁他要做什么是一致的。
And this is related to what Jesus says when he first came and he talks about himself.
你还记得从这个上一个月主日到这个烛光聚会我们都一直在看到这个主题吗？
And we have been exploring this theme since Christmas.
这个天使跟玛利亚讲说耶稣要来做什么？
And the angel spoke to Mary and said, what is Jesus going to do?
他说要把自己的百姓救出来。
He will save his own people.
在这个一章二十一节，然后这个希律王呢，有那一些人跟着他说，有一位君王呢，要从伯利恒那边生出来。
And likewise, people came to tell Herod that there's a king who's going to be born from Bethlehem.
二章六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
然后当这个玛利亚跟约瑟去逃难的时候，他们在从埃及回来的时候，这个在第二章的第十五节，马太说：“我从埃及招出我的儿子来。”
And when Joseph and Mary were escaping from Egypt, verse 15, chapter 2, it says, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
啊，等一下我再解释这个这个意思。
And I will explain this later on.
那现在我们再来处理一下。这个登山宝训到底是讲给谁听的？
So we need to ask ourselves, this passage, the Beatitudes, who are the audience?
这也是我们常常感觉到这段经文有时候很难处理，就是没有处理好这一件事情。
Sometimes we find it difficult to understand because we do not know who is targeted at.
我们以为他是直接先跟我们讲的。
First we think that it is spoken to us.
当你这样看登山宝训的时候呢，你就会看，你就会出现很多问题。
So if you read it that way, you may face some problems.
我举一个例子，就讲那一个不可这个叫做休妻的事情。
For example, this thing about divorcing your wife.
其实休妻不完全是 divorcing， 对吧？现在我们讲说我们离婚，跟我当时以前丈夫把妻子说我不要你做，我不把你再当做我所妻子是不一样的。
So in those olden days, it's not really the same as what we talk about divorce today, but it's saying that the husband is going to abandon the wife.
所以你看到了吗？如果你当做那一个是直接跟你讲的，你就会用现代的想法，结果就跟经文要讲的东西本来讲的是不一样。
So a modern reader today like you and me, when we read this way, we'll think of it differently.
那这个些是读圣经一些很基本的一些原则而已。
These are some basic principles to Bible reading.
但是我觉得我们搞清楚，帮助我们了解这个登山宝训有很大的帮助。
But let's sort it out, and it will help us understand this passage here.
那当然，你从第五章第一、第二节里面，你直接知道说这段经文是向谁讲的。
Of course, from verse 1 to 2, you will know who their targeted audience are.
他说，耶稣上了山了，很多人跟他，他就坐下来，然后他看见门徒还有许多人，他就这样教训他们。
So Jesus was at the mountain, he saw a crowd, then his disciples came and they sat down and he spoke to them.
那这些人呢？大多数都是犹太人。
So all these people, they are the Jews.
所以你请你要记得，然后在犹太人里面，现在有一些是成为耶稣的门徒。
Then amongst the Jews, there are some who became Jesus' disciples.
那么一般的犹太人跟成为耶稣的门徒呢，是有点不大一样。
And there's some differences between the Jews at large and those who became Jesus' disciples.
那这个是在这个 narrative 里面的，这个叙述文里面的哈。
And you can find this in the narrative.
但是在整个写完了的那个叙述文呢，
But in the entire narrative,
它是给谁看的呢？
Who are the audience for the entire Gospel of Matthew?
我们翻到马太福音最后一章，
If you flip to the last chapter of Matthew,
然后看最后一节，
The last verse,
他说，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said, everything I have commanded you, and if you obey it, then I am with you to the very end of the age.
啊，那么这些呢，就是指后来呢，信耶稣做门徒的人。
And so this belongs to those people who came to become Jesus' disciples later on.
也就是我们。
Which means us.
所以在这里呢，登山宝训它的这个听众就是这样的。
And so the audience of the Beatitudes belong to this group.
这样我们听的时候、看的时候呢，也要跟着这一个程序来。
So when we read this, we must follow the sequence as well.
首先，我们先当作 是对着犹太人跟对着门徒讲的。
First, it was spoken to the Jews and then the disciples.
然后最后才到我们。
And finally, to us.
各位，我劝大家，我向来都反对这件事，就是拿起圣经来一读 application， 我告诉你一定大乱。
So please do not just pick out the Bible and do an immediate application because you may get lost.
因为它本来不是这样子的。
Because it was not meant to be read in this way.
它先有它本来的对象。
There was the original readers.
你一定要根据那一个，然后掌握到底它真正在讲什么。
And then you got to grasp what is it talking about.
然后这个怎么会是跟你有什么？
And subsequently, how is that relevant to myself?
如果你把它短路的话 ，short circuit.
Short circuited that.
你会把很多你自己的东西放在经文里面。
Then you add on many of your own impressions.
那么当我们这样按照这个程序处理的时候
，But if you adhere to this sequence.
那么事情就简单很多了。
Things will be a lot more simpler.
首先，耶稣对着这一群犹太人来说话。
Jesus was speaking to the group of Jews.
这些犹太人是属于上帝的。
And they were people who belonged to God.
所以他就不是说，除非你做到这个呢，然后你才会进天堂。
So he wasn't implying that if only when you attain this, then you can go to heaven.
你就不会读第一句话，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哦，虚心的人，然后天堂就是他们的。
So you will not understand verse 3 as if only the kingdom of heaven will only belongs to those who are poor in spirit.
犹太人的问题不是要不要去天堂的问题。
The issue for the Jews is not whether they belong to the kingdom or whether they want to go to heaven.
啊，不是这个问题。
The issue is not about going to heaven.
他们是属于上帝。
They belong to God.
但是他们又没有真正把上帝当作上帝。
Belong to God, but never treat God as God.
也没有真的把上帝当他们的王。
And never treat God as their king.
但是他们又是属于上帝的。
Yet they belong to God.
所以上耶稣这个上帝要重新再把这个关系再重新建立起来。
So God has to re-establish the relationship again.
这也就是这个主耶稣他出来之后，他传什么福音？四章十七节说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And so this is the appearance of Jesus when he came, chapter 4 verse 17. That's what he's saying. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is near."Repent.
就是说，上帝是王这件事情，要再一次来到当中，你们要回转。
This scenario of God being king amongst us is already here. You must now turn and repent.
你们这个时候已经很长的时间不尊重上帝是你们的王。
For a long time and now you have not acknowledged God as your king.
然后现在又有几个不同的王在统治你们。
And now there are different earthly kings ruling over you.
然后这些世俗的王呢，也欺压你们。
And all these secular kings are oppressing you.
然后你们呢，因着也不把上帝当王。
And because you did not regard God as your king.
所以你们也没有按照他的话来活。
So you did not live accordance to his law.
所以你们也跟着那一些不把上帝当上帝的人一样呢，这个。活出那一种呢违背上帝的那一种生活方式。
And therefore you follow the patterns of the pagans in disobedience to God.
而上帝不愿意他的百姓一直这样迷失。
But God does not want his people to be lost in this way.
所以他现在差派耶稣来。
And therefore God sent Jesus here.
来再重新诞生在他们当中。
And Jesus birthed amidst them.
他说我把我的百姓救出来。
He says I will come to save my people.
然后我要重新成为我百姓的王。
Once again, I will become the king of my people.
然后我使他们重新认回我是王。
And I will cause them to acknowledge me as their king.
所以呢，既然你是属于我的
，And since you belong to me，
也就是说你是属于我从天上来的
，And you belong to me who came from heaven。
我们这些在这个天国的
，And we who are in this kingdom。
我们这种属于天国的
，We who belong to the kingdom。
我们又在地上
，And yet we live on earth。
我们要用什么心态来面对呢
？How then should we approach our lives on earth？
你看这个第三节跟第十节。
Look at verse 3 and look at verse 10.
他刚好是从这个做好像一个 envelope 这样把它包挂起来。
It seems to envelope the whole bracket the whole thing.
因为呢，这个天国是他们的呢，在 在第三节出现，然后在第十节出现。
It says, "This is the kingdom of heaven." It appears in verse 3 and then verse 10.
也就是说，这里面所讲的呢，是说我们这一些属于天国的。
So it means everything that's said between these two brackets means we all belong to the kingdom.
所以他是在说，我们这一些如果是属于神、是认神是王的人。
Therefore, those who acknowledge God, us.
那么什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这四个福，你再注意看，把它分成上面上半边四个，下半面四个，有一个不同的重，两个不同的重点。
If you divide this blessedness to four above and four below, there are two different emphases.
前面那四个比较是指说一种心态。
The first four are talking about a kind of attitude.
你带着一种心，怎么样的一种心态，说看你活在世上。
He's talking about what kind of attitude you embrace as you live on earth.
你作为一个属于上帝的，你认上帝是王的人。
As someone who belongs to God, who acknowledge God as King.
你会有一种怎么样的一种态度来看待
？What kind of attitude would you embrace?
然后后面四个呢，是你的行动呢，是有哪一些
？And the next four blessedness talk about what kind of actions you will have.
那么其实这一段经文呢，它是从五章第一节一直到这个第二十节的。
And actually, this passage goes from verse 1 all the way to verse 20.
它是整段的。
It's the whole passage together.
那如果这样子的话，你就会看到第十三节。
If so, then you will see verse 13.
这一节也是我们很熟悉的，就是说你们是世上的盐，如果失了味，怎么叫它再咸呢？然后你们世上的光。
You are the salt of the earth, but if you lose your saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
然后第十四节，你们是世上的光。
And says you are the light of the world.
耶稣不是说你们要去做盐做光。
Jesus did not say you go and be the salt or be light.
耶稣是说你是盐，你是光。
Affirms that you are the salt and you are the light.
他对着以色列人讲。
He spoke this to the Israelites.
那么盐他说不要失了味。
He said if you're the salt, then don't lose your saltiness.
就说你不要失掉你本来是什么。
Don't lose your original flavor.
然后光呢是你是能够照亮。
Yeah, the light means you can shine.
这个回到旧约的时候是指以色列百姓。
And if you come back to the Old Testament, it refers to the people of Israel.
以色列百姓本来就是上帝的子民。
Israelites were the people of God.
而且是一个约的子民。
And a people of the covenant.
那么如果呢，你没有守那个约
，If you do not keep the covenant,
你就好像盐失掉味。
Then you are like the salt that's lost its saltiness.
那么在以赛亚书呢，上帝说。以色列也是光，也是要成为世人的光。
In the book of Isaiah, God also says the Israelites will be the light of the world.
就是让人呢透过看到以色列呢而看到上帝。
So that by seeing Israel, people will be able to see God.
这也是主耶稣结束的时候说的。
And this is what Jesus says when he concludes.
那你就再把这两个放回登山宝训上面四个，下面四个。
And you put these concepts back into these beatitudes, the first four and the later four.
我们一个人怎么样保持我们是上帝的子民呢
？How can we preserve ourselves as the people of God?
怎么样是我们是盐而不会失了味呢
？How can we be sure that we remain as salt and don't lose our saltiness?
那么什么叫做上帝的子民呢
？And what does it mean to be the people of God?
也就是说，什么叫做我们是属于天的
？What does it mean that we belong to heaven?
我们是属于这个天国的。
That we belong to this kingdom of heaven.
哦，他说你是虚心的。
He says, "Oh, then." You are the one that's poor in spirit.
什么叫虚心
？What does that mean? Poor in spirit.
他不是只说你是很穷。
Does it mean you're poor physically?
他也不是说你只是心灵空虚。
Or poor in heart.
我们看以赛亚书就很清楚了，请大家翻到以赛亚书。
If you refer to Isaiah.
六十六章，六十 ，OK.
Isaiah 66.
六十六章。
Chapter 66,
第一跟这个第二节
Verse 1 and verse 2.
我们请一清传道先念
Isaiah 66:1. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? And so they came into being, declares the Lord. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
后面这一句话就是虚心痛悔，这个跟刚才马太福音那个是一样的。
And this word is similar to what found in Matthew. It says humble and contrite in spirit.
那么为什么是虚心又痛悔呢
？Why says here humble and contrite in spirit?
前面 第一节跟你讲说，耶和华坐在天地那边，坐在宝座上。
Because verse 1 says, the God, the Lord is seated in heaven on his throne.
天是他的宝座，地是他的脚凳。
The heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool.
然后你想象他坐着。
And you imagine him sitting there.
然后这里说，我安息。
And he says, I'm resting there.
你再拉回创世纪第二章第四节，第七天上帝歇了。
And you think back of Genesis in chapter 2 when God has created the heaven and earth and God rested.
这个呢就是跟这个符合。
And this is in accordance to that.
就是天地呢他在天地坐着做什么？做王。
God in heaven and earth being the king.
创世纪的安息不是在讲休息。
So the rest in creation is not talking about resting.
只有生命记跟出埃及记的时节安息是讲休息，这里是指讲上帝呢坐作为王。
When it says rest here, it's talking about God seated as king.
那么既然他是天地的主，天地的王，
then if he's the king of heaven and earth,
以赛亚书六章以下看到异象，耶和华高高的坐在宝座上。
Isaiah 6 and Isaiah saw the vision of God seated high in the heaven.
但是当时那个时候呢，巴比伦王才是最具体的正在来到以色列人当中。
But at the time, the king was actually the Babylonians coming to assault the Israelites.
但是谁才是真正的王？
But God says, who is the actual king?
那既然耶和华是王的话，
and if and since God is king,
我们对他只有一个态度。
There's only one attitude we have towards him.
叫做虚心。
And that attitude is called poor in spirit.
就是说，我们不再以为我们有什么，我们完全仰赖你。
And that means we do not have any pride in ourselves, but we just totally rely on God.
这个叫虚心。
And that's what I meant, poor in spirit.
不是说没有杂念，不是说空空没有什么，不是指这个，不要把这个其他宗教的东西带进来。
It's not talking about this purity in mind and your thoughts.
不是这些东西的。
It's not about that.
是有一个很清楚的对象，因为他真的是王，他是王。
There is a target because of the king.
既然你是一切。
Since you are everything.
而且你在掌管一切。
And you are in control of everything.
我属于你。
I belong to you.
我完全仰赖你。
Then I totally commit and rely on you.
这样叫做虚心。
And that's called poor in spirit.
那么我们先带着这样的一个心态。
And so with this attitude,
知道说我们不是我们自己在那边打拼。
We know that we are not on our own to fight the battles.
也不是我们要靠我们自己，我们想要得这个，想要打那一个，就像罗马皇帝这样子。
And we are not relying on our own strength or brute strength to achieve things like the Romans do.
当这些人在听耶稣这些话的时候，
So when the audience were listening to Jesus' words,
他们会想到他们经验到的当时的那一些罗马跟那一些文化里面所讲的，你人要怎么样去为自己打拼。
They will remember in their background, they will have this Greco-Roman culture about people relying on themselves to achieve things.
在罗马的文化里面，
In the Roman culture,
没有什么叫温柔的。
There's no such thing as meekness.
如果你温柔，表示你是弱者。
If you are meek, then you are weak.
你只能够把别人打败。
You can only subdue others.
你不能让的。
You cannot give in.
你一定要想尽办法去得的。
You must do your utmost to seize it.
但是耶稣这里说，
Yet Jesus says here,
我们不是地上的。
He says we do not belong to the world, the earth.
我们不用这种地上的价值观来活的。
We do not need to use these values of the earth to live.
但是请大家不要误会，就是说这样基督徒是不是软狗狗的？
So then we don't misunderstand. I think Christians all have to be very weak.
不 set target, 不 set 目标，然后有没有这样一天过一天？不是，也不是这样。
This is not what's talking here.
他是说，不是你用你自己的野心，用你自己要去争取。
He says it's not about yourself using your ambition to seize the opportunities.
就像耶稣这样。
Rather be like Jesus.
但是耶稣每天很努力工作的。
And yet, if you look at Jesus, he works very hard every day.
这里。另外了解登山宝训的另外一个秘诀，
The other secret to understanding the Beatitudes,
就是你把每一句话你再放回耶稣的身上来看，
If you put every description onto Jesus,
然后你小心的把福音书读过，
And you read through the gospel carefully,
你就会明白耶稣讲的这个怎么样他把它活出来的，
You will understand what Jesus has spoken and how he has lived it out himself,
因为他就是用这个先做一样榜样，
Because he lived this out as our example,
然后他说哀痛的人呢是被安慰的。
Then he said, those who mourn will be comforted.
你要使你自己不哀动。
If you want to be someone who does not mourn,
就是说，你大概是你常常欺负别人的。
Perhaps you are always bullying others.
然后呢，别人如果欺负你呢，你就报复的。
And so when others bully you, you seek revenge.
你就不会哀动哦。
Oh, then you don't have to mourn.
但是耶稣说，我们不用这样一种态度。
But Jesus says, don't need to embrace this attitude.
虽然有时候我们会委屈。
Sometimes we will.Be very
受委屈
yeah, 委屈 yeah.
但是我们会被上帝安慰的。
You know, we feel like it's not fair to us, but we will be comforted by God.
然后接下来这个温柔，他说温柔呢，你却会承受地土的。
Even if, and then he said the next one, when you're meek, you will inherit the earth.
但是在罗马跟当时的文化里面，怎么可能你不去争，你不去抢，你不去把竞争者打倒，你哪里会得到你的东西？
But in the Roman culture at that time, they would say, how can it be if you do not fight and you do not war, how can you inherit the earth?
但是呢？属于上帝的。
But it says people who belong to God.
本来这一个就是给你的。
If you belong to God, this is already yours.
不是用你去抢，或者是你去把别人打倒的。
It's not for seizing or subduing others.
所以是温柔的。
So it is something. This is meek.
你就用在耶稣的身上。
And you apply that on Jesus.
你看耶稣一生人。
Look at the whole life of Jesus.
他从来没有用他自己的力量。
He never used.
也没有用他的靠山。
He will never use his own brute force or his the heavenly father
去为自己争取到什么
to see something for himself.
但是你发现到最后，耶稣得了全世界。
And yet you realize that finally Jesus gained the whole world.
马太福音最后一章，他说：“天上、地上、地下一切的都给了我了。
”The last chapter it says, "All heaven and earth are given to me."
是这样的一个意思。
And this is what it means.
那么当然，他这样是因为呢，他是一个饥渴慕义的人。
And of course, it applies to Jesus because he's one who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这个义呢是很多意思的，在这个马太福音。
Many, many meanings to this word, righteousness.
主耶稣受洗的时候，他跟施洗约翰说：“你让我洗，因为我要尽诸般的义。”
During Jesus' baptism, he told John the Baptist, "Baptize me because I want to fulfill the righteousness of God."
尽什么义呢？
What does this mean to fulfill the righteousness of God?
一，他是上帝的儿子。
First, that he is the son of God.
什么是上帝的儿子呢？
What does it mean, the son of God?
上帝的儿子不是指三位一体里面那个圣子，不是。
It's not talking about the second person in the Trinity.
不要把 Trinitarian 的 concept 带进来。
So we don't apply the Trinitarian concept here.
上帝的儿子在旧约里面就是指以色列百姓。
Simply put, in the Old Testament, the son of God points to the people of Israel.
是指以色列的君王
The kings of Israel
这个叫做上帝的儿子
This is what it means, the sons of God
然后作为上帝的儿子尽本分的话
And then to be a son of God and who live like a son of God
就是他们遵照上帝的话去做
It means someone who obeys the word of God
那么作为君王是上帝的儿子他尽本分的话
And to be a king is a son of God who lives like a king
他就照上帝的方式呢去做管理
Then he will govern according to the way that God has asked him to.
然后这个就是他的义。
And that is his righteousness.
所以就是说，就是照上帝的心意呢来做事情。
So as long as you live out according to the will of God.
所以耶稣呢也是来做这样的事情。
So Jesus likewise fulfilled the will of God.
我们看这个第五章。
Okay, so chapter 5.
他说。十七节，我来不是要废掉律法和先知，我要来成全。
He says, "Do not think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
所以，过去上帝所说的这一些
，So in the past, everything that God has taught them,
以色列人不做
，The Israelites did not fulfill them.
他们是属于上帝的
，They belong to God.
他们没做
，Yet they did not fulfill this.
上帝管教处罚他们
，And so God disciplined them.
而上帝也给他们王
，and God gave them kings，
由王来带领他们
，for the kings to lead them。
那王的责任呢，就是呢，要他们呢，王本身带领他们呢，遵从上帝。
And the responsibility of the king was to lead them to follow God。
但是这个王本身的败坏
，but the kings also were corrupted。
所以这一切呢，都这个违反了神的心愿。
So all this did not fulfill God's will。
但是上帝没有放弃。
But God did not give up.
上帝要使到这些对的、这些好的事情、这些正常的关系重新再回来。
God wants all these correct, these right and normalized things to return, restore.
这个叫做 redemption.
This is redemption.
其实 redemption 救赎就是 restore, 就是一个创造再恢复。
And so redemption is actually it means a restoration and a recreation.
所以主耶稣再一次把这些再讲出来。
And so Jesus brings out these themes again.
所以登山宝训不是耶稣讲的更高更美的一种所谓道德标准，不是。
And so the Beatitudes here is not a more ideal ethical standards that Jesus has put forth.
或者有人说，这耶稣讲的是内心，那么旧约讲的是外表。
Or some say, oh, Jesus is talking about the inner heart, and the Old Testament was talking about the outward actions.
他明明跟你讲，这里呢是成全，不是取代，也没有废掉旧的。
He says, I did not abolish the past. I'm here to fulfill.
所以这些本来就是一路来就是上帝作为王，作为这个所谓属于他的国度的话，他希望是这样的一种生命生活方式出现。
So all along, this is the kind of lifestyle that God wants to see for those people of God.
那你注意看主耶稣呢，一生能把这些活出来。
And then when you observe Jesus' life, he has lived it out.
你看他是怜悯人的。
He was someone who,
第七节怜恤人。
Was merciful to others.
就在这个第四章二十三节到这个结束的时候，马太怎么样讲？他说
：“Actually, in chapter 4, verse 23 onwards,
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病，他的名声就传遍了。然后呢，各样疾病、各样疼痛、被鬼附、瘫痪等等都带了，耶稣就治好了他们。”
He says that Jesus was going through Galilee, and he saw many people with diseases and sickness, and he healed them.
通常这样的人在社会里面，在当时。是被离弃的。
Normally, people like that will be deserted.
觉得是没有用了的。
You find such people useless.
但是耶稣呢，怜悯他们，还能够医治他们。
But Jesus had mercy on them and he healed them.
然后耶稣也是使人和睦的。
And Jesus also was the peacemaker.
耶稣当然更是为做上帝的义呢，受逼害的。
And Jesus definitely was persecuted because of the righteousness.
但是他被逼害的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们做的他们不知道。”
But when he was persecuted, he prayed to God and said, "God, forgive them, for they know not what they were doing."
他没有报复他们。
He did not retaliate or revenge.
因为呢，他是天国的。
Because he belongs to the kingdom.
所以你说，二零一五年。
So you say year 2015.
你觉得说，我们用这样一个心态，也打算用这样的方式来活，会不会更美更好？
Wouldn't it be beautiful for us to embrace this attitude to live 2015?
你看到说耶稣告诉我们说可以有另外一种方式。
Jesus told us that there can be another way to live.
外在的环境你没有办法做什么。
The external circumstances you are not in control of.
但是你要不要决定也是用这样的方式来活。
But would you want to choose to continue to live in this way?
然后他已经就是用这样的方式活了。
He himself has lived in accordance to this.
让我们想到耶稣的一生最后他带出来的是什么？他今天成为千千万万人的那一种希望，成为千千万万人的鼓励，成为千千万万的安慰。
And then when we look at Jesus, we see that wow, he has become the comfort and hope of millions of people right now.
然后他说，我们是可以像他一样。
And he says, you and I can be like him.
所以我今天的题目是像耶稣的样式。
So my topic today is to follow the pattern of Jesus.
The pattern. 他就是这样子的一种心态，这样的一个态度。
He is like that. His pattern is this kind of attitude.
我想你知道什么叫温柔。
You know what it means to be meek.
你知道什么叫怜悯。
You know what it means to show mercy.
你知道什么叫谦卑。
You know what it means to be humble.
你是知道怎么叫做使人和睦的。
You know what it means to be the peacemakers of others.
这些都不是我们不知道的东西。
These are not new things to us.
所以登山宝训没有这么复杂的。
So this beatitude is not so complicated as you think.
也不是什么在天边我们达不到的。
It's not something that's so idealistic that we cannot achieve.
反正它是一个非常非常我们能够去做，而且呢。有充满着无限的美跟好。
Rather, it is something very doable and something that's so beautiful and so good.
但是他这个不是说这是一个要求。
But this is not a request.
他是说我们已经是属于上帝国的。
He says you are already belonging to the kingdom.
我们如果说我们认上帝是王是主。
If we acknowledge God as King, as Lord.
也只有上帝是王是主，在我们心里面很大的时候。
And only when God is very big in our heart as King.
那我们就会被他推动。
Then we will be propelled by him.
用一句现代的话讲，这个是上帝这个导向的一种生命方式 ，God-driven 的一种方式，不是 purpose-driven。
Then it will be really truly God-driven life.
因为如果上帝在你心里面没有这么大的话
，But if God is not so big in your heart，
因为上帝如果不是王的话
，If God is not king in your heart，
我们也不认同上，我们就是完全属于上帝的话。
Nor do we acknowledge God, we belong to God.
你觉得这些是很难的
？Then you will find that these things are very hard to do.
但是如果我们知道上帝是王，而且一天天被上帝是王这样的一件事情激动跟推动我们
But if we are motivated and encouraged by this fact of God being king in our hearts daily
我们是能够把这个活出去
It is possible for us to live this out
当然活得好活得多活得少
But of course how much we do it
但是至少我们会选择我就是一直走在这个里面
But at least we determine and we choose that we will walk like this.
我们不是去做盐，不是去做光。
We are not to be the salt or be the light.
我们是盐，我们是光。
We are the salt. We are the light.
我们就是天国里面的。
We are in the kingdom.
所以但愿这个2015年。
So I pray this 2015.
我们看到说，我们有一种更美、更好的一种生活方式。
We see that there's a better and a good way of life.
我们可以去，我们是可以这样子去活，可以这样子呢去得去经验。
And it is possible for us to live like that and to experience that.
因为耶稣告诉我们，他已经得到天上地下的权柄。
Because Jesus says all power and authority are already given to him.
我们再一次来读马太福音最后一章十九、二十节。
Please read the last chapter of Matthew and verse 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗我凡我所吩咐你的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了这个是我们2015年我们可以有的一个不一样的一种的情况跟不一样的一种生命的这个经验
And so in the year 2015 it is possible for us to have a different kind of life and a different kind of experience
正如那首诗歌 Without my vision 为我意象所表达的
Just like the hymn expressed in Without my vision
我们一起祷告
Let us pray
天父我们感谢你你再一次把你从天上而来赐下的另外一种不一样的生命状态指示我们你不单只是教训你的爱子已经把这活成事实让我主耶稣基督天天都活化在我们的面前好让我们紧紧地跟随他使得我们软弱使得我们不定心但是愿我主常常在我们的前面是我们的标杆也是我们知道我们已经分担分享我们是走在他的脚踪上他已经为我们踏出那一个新的生活的脚印我们一步一步地搭坑上那不是我们自己努力造成的那真的是担子是轻的轭不是重的并且是一种安息我们感谢你奉主耶稣基督的名阿们我们以感恩的心来奉献青色的奉献袋是为着慈善 们起立向主感恩。